COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
A strong sexual appetite, but it's not only for the girls. Scandalous.
And we have a didn't see dish coming that is giving us Jerry Springer vibes.
Also, Dancing with the Stars is back for their 31st season, and we got the cast lineup for you.
Welcome to Dish Nation. Woo! And wooing us again with our presence, we have our friend, our homie, our sister.
Yes, sir.
Jesse Woo in the building.
I'm so excited to be back, y'all. Thanks for having me. All right, Tanner. What saucy dish are we getting into today?
Jesse, I'm so ready for you to weigh on this because after ending his 4-year relationship with 25-year-old Camilla Marone, 47-year-old Leo DiCaprio has already got his eyes set on another model. But y'all, she's 27. I'm talking about Gigi Hadid.
Over 25.
Now, sources are saying that Leo does have his eyes set on Gigi, but she hasn't shown any interest. They're friends, but she doesn't want to be romantic with him right now.
Yeah, she shouldn't.
Guys, now we know he loves those younger models, but Gigi's 27. Do you think he's finally getting into older women?
Hopefully, because he's getting older. This would be smart if he moves up a couple years.
So, Jesse, if Leo goes older, honey, I mean, are you going to shoot your shot on him? Because, I mean, you think that he'd be down for the swirl?
You know what? I hope he is down for the swirl, because I'm down for that wallet, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, oh, my God.
Talking about Leo D. Swirly.
Wow. I'm down for that Leo D.
Leo D. Wallet. You got a gold digger, huh?
I sure am.
Take the money.
What I'm supposed to be digging for?
Iron?
Dig
for oil.
I'm digging for gold, baby.
Yeah. Load up the truck and move to Beverly.
Okay, that is.
All right, well, so drill rapper Fabio Foreign's baby mama Jasmine Giselle has got him out here looking real sus. Now, usually when stressed out baby mamas go for the kill and they baby daddies, it's about other women in the picture. But Jasmine is claiming it's not the women she's concerned about, it's the men in his phone.
Shut up. I went through his porn history. It was gay. It was mad gay his porn history.
And there's more. Jasmine also said that Fabio is a sex addict and claimed that when they were intimate, Fabio would say things that were a little bit suspect, if you know what I mean. She also warned that 2 women are currently pregnant by him right now. This is mad messy. Did you see the clip?
I did see
the clip.
And it seemed like maybe she's a little bitter because maybe he was supposed to do something that he didn't do, and like she knows this is where it hits people. Now, if it's money Jasmine wants, should Fabio just sell it to her with a quickness?
Absolutely.
Send her check.
I think y'all forgetting what the point is here. He has male porn in his phone.
Well, I feel like every man is a little gay, though.
You think that's Jasmine?
Yeah, I feel like
there's
yeah.
a difference. There's
Are
a
you
difference.
A little gay?
No, no, oh. no, bro. I'm not. There's a difference. There's a difference in like. There's a difference in like recognizing like. I'm very capable of recognizing like. This is a very good looking human being.
Right.
Like, I understand that. Like, but I'm not like into them. I'm not like googling things on Pornhub.
Would you have gay male porn in your phone?
I would not.
She also said he comes home with a Band-Aid on his butt. Now, I don't know what that means. What is the Band-Aid on the butt?
I have no idea what Band-Aid on the butt is.
She really just unloaded the clip on his ass.
Gary, what's the Band-Aid for?
The Band-Aid is for, honey, because he's stuck on Band-Aid because Band-Aid stuck on him.
Stuck on you. Okay. Something like that.
Now, this is giving real strong Jerry Springer, Ricky Lake vibes, all right? So these two young ladies who claim to be cousins but look like twins have gone viral for the craziest reason behind their resemblance. Check this out.
We have the same dad, and our mothers are twins. We don't have the same mother, but our mothers are twins, and yes, they slept with the same man. Her mother slept with my mom boyfriend. They both got pregnant at the same time, and they both had us on the same day. at the exact same time.
Very special episode of Sister Sister.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, we all have a family member that look alike, don't we?
Yeah, but not but like not, this.
Yeah, does
not
that mean 20. That my daddy smashed her mama?
And have you ever heard the expression, keep it in the family?
What, in the Targaryen?
Have you ever heard of
what, in the Game of Thrones, incest?
Yeah, is this. Yeah.
This could 100% be real, though. You know, crazier things have happened without a
doubt. Facts.
I mean, you know. I did have one auntie that smashed another auntie's husband.
Really?
See, now that, yeah, but they ain't had no kids, though.
Yeah.
But that was good.
I mean, it happens. Sometimes, one sister will fall and slip on the same penis as the other.
Slip and fall.
Yeah, just fall on that penis thing by accident.
About 100 times.
I'm falling and I can't get up.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what happened to Fabio. Maybe he slipped it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
He actually sat on that band-aid.
It happened, yeah.
Exactly. That's how the band-aid.
I need to see where they falling at, honey, because I want to fall, too.
Okay, y'all. Season 31 of Dancing with the Stars is starting September 19th, and the full cast was just announced. Ooh. So we already know about Joseph Baena, Charli D'Amelio, and her mother, Heidi. But here's some big reveals right here, y'all. Mm. Wayne Brady.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Jordan Sparks. Come on, Jordan.
Yeah.
Vinny from Jersey Shore.
Okay.
And the show's first ever drag contestant, y'all, Shangela from RuPaul's Drag Race. Oh. And a Star is Born. This is going to be awesome. Yeah. Also on the roster will be Bachelorette Gabby Windy, Real Housewife Teresa Giudice, and Selma Blair, who has been dealing with MS, but recently said it's in remission. Good for you.
Yes.
That's
good
what's
for
up.
Selma.
This is going to be good.
I cannot wait to see that little son Arnold had with his housekeeper. How he gonna
do? Oh, girl.
Please don't be
kidding.
All the moves we got to pick up his partner. When he lifts his partner up. I have a lot of support for that young man. It's like, because we all know the story.
When they going to get you on Dancing with the Stars? You a star that dances?
I sure am, honey.
If they could put Arnold Schwarzenegger's son he had with that housekeeper on, they could put Gary on.
You're damn right, honey.
He's famous on accident, literally.
Okay. All right, y'all. It's time for
Dizzy Coming.
So, a 27-year-old single woman who goes by Crazy Aunt Emily on TikTok got tired of the dating app, so she found a new way to meet men. That's right. She hands out what she calls dating resumes.
Ooh.
So, here's what Emily does. She takes pictures that show her personality and writes her contact information and a few fun facts on the back. Then she hands them to her targets, aka cute guys, at places like Trader Joe's, the meat section at Costco, and even outside the men's restroom at sporting events.
Wow.
Now, do y'all think that this is a clever way to pick up men's?
I have my feels about it because in Vegas they do that, and there's usually a cash transaction at the end of it.
Yeah. That's a different kind of resume when you think about it, too.
Yeah, like the guys on the streets that be tapping the cards, like,
yeah. I don't know. I'm going to try this when I go to work at Wild Not later. Maybe I'll end up being Nick Cannon's next baby mom.
Oh, shit.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, Gina.
Oh, I can tell you.
I don't think you have to work that hard.
Yeah. Stay away, girl. Stay away. Mariah already tired of
me. Okay, so Gary, should I try this?
Girl,
I mean, outside of Wild Now.
Oh, at the
should I try
restaurant?
This? Like, yeah, like, do you think I should go to restaurants? And I mean, because dating apps do really suck.
Yeah, they suck.
I'm on Hinge, and the men on Hinge are unhinged.
They are, but honey, I know they do suck, but I think, you know, you should like the men's restroom and stuff like that.
Is that a good way to pick it up?
No. You're going to get arrested.
No, handcraft. I haven't got arrested yet.
What?
When you
oh
go
my
to
God.
The urinal. Yes, girl. You could definitely, honey. And we could go together.
I would love to.
Speaking of Wild and Out.
All right, y'all. Up next, you can now have Nicki Minaj's nails. Well, at least one of them. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, guys, listen to this. Something that belonged to Nicki Minaj is on the auction block. Her acrylic nail that fell off during her VMA's performance.
What?
I know everybody wants one. There were only 10 made. And reportedly, the press-on nail sold for $55,000.
What?
Now, the eBay seller got the nail while he was in the front row of the VMA pit where Nicki performed, and the nail flew off right before her show kicked off.
Oh, no,
are y'all buying a 55K Nicki Minaj nail?
No, I would rather call Nicki and say, let me get one of them nails.
Speaking of them, Brandon, you need to give me one of your nails, baby, so I can make me some extra money.
Okay. My nails ain't long and fantastic enough like that to make no money, child. You'd better just buy you some press ons and send they belong to Elizabeth Taylor.
Okay. Nah. Y'all think, though, the nail person got fired?
No.
Because those things are supposed to, like,
They stay off, right?
They're supposed to come on, but if you hit it hard enough, it's going to come off.
What if she scratched some of her body parts or something that day?
Now, you know, I would buy some of Nicki's body parts.
What?
Oh, really?
It would probably be worth more if it was her real nail underneath it.
Yeah?
That's real. Oh, my God, that's true.
Maybe with her DNA, some of her skin under it.
Uh-oh. Little cuticle?
Yeah, cuticle juice.
Oh. That's not the cuticle juice.
I wasn't thinking of that juice, but
Well, moving on, our forever President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama returns to the White House yesterday for the unveiling of their official portraits.
Yes.
Now, of course, the portraits depict the first black president and first lady alongside other U.S. presidents and their spouses of the past.
I love that.
That's not the only thing that made this night monumental. It's the speech that Barack gave about Michelle after they unveiled the portrait. Check him out.
I want to thank Sharon Sprung for capturing everything I love about Michelle. Her grace, her intelligence, and the fact that she's fine.
This is why he's the man.
Barack.
This is why.
Yes, Barack. You better tell him, Michelle, fine. You better tell him.
If he never misses an opportunity to let you know
how fine,
how smart, and how divine Michelle Obama
he gives
is.
His
I love
her
that.
Glory. Yes.
You know, like when I used to see George Bush and Barbara Bush, I used to question, do they do it? You know for a fact Barack and Michelle
Obama. Oh, they do.
Oh, they do. And they do it off.
You know, Bill and Hillary stopped that business a long time ago.
You think JoJo and them out there doing it still?
The who?
Joe Byron?
Joe Byron?
You think he up there doing that?
Joe Byron.
Listen. I hope for his sake he's not, because he's real old.
Yeah.
I don't want
he
to
take Viagra
like
his whole body get hard.
I'm scared. Hold that. Not the way he felt on that bike.
Okay.
It's time for a Dish Baby Report. Do it again. 58-year-old Nicolas Cage and his 27-year-old wife, Rico Shibata, just welcomed their first child together, a baby girl named, drumroll please, August Francesca Coppola Cage.
So,
what do you guys think of the name? We are in September.
August Francesca Coppola Cage.
9 syllables.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good name. I mean, I would have hoped they would have named her maybe Kukwika, La La La, Quanchaka, but I mean, they named her August.
Well, it does kind of fall under Rico, because that's her name, Rico Shatala.
The thing that I think is interesting about this is, like, Nicolas Cage is a Coppola, and a lot of people forget that. Like, he's a descendant of Francis Ford Coppola, a very famous director and, vineyard owner.
Yeah.
But he's always gone by Cage, and so it's interesting that he would bring the Coppola out in his child.
I guess to keep the name fresh, because, like, you know, previous generations remember the Coppola name, kind of fell off a little bit, so you kind of got to rebrand it.
And what about the baby being born in September with the name August?
Maybe they was hoping she was be born in August.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I feel.
Then why not change her name to September?
No.
Because if they was hoping for August because they were going to name her August, that's why they didn't change it. They just kept her August.
Yeah. I mean, September was over with then. So they said, August. August came.
Gary helped name the baby.
Yeah.
Up next, y'all, Jeanette McCurdy read an email on the Red Table Talk that'll have you clutching your pearls. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Okay, a while back we talked about iCarly star Jeanette McCurdy's memoir, I'm Glad My Mom Died. Well, Jeanette gave the ladies of Red Table Talk the lowdown on their relationship by reading an email her mother, Debbie, wrote her. Debbie slammed Jeanette with all kinds of insults, y'all, calling her pudgy and a floozy, and those were some of the nicer ones, okay? But check out how she ended this email.
What happened to my good little girl? Where did she go? And who is this monster that has replaced her? You're an ugly monster now. I told your brothers about you, and they all said they disown you just like I do. We want nothing to do with you. Love, Mom. Or should I say Deb, since I am no longer your mother. P.S. Send money for a new fridge. Ours broke.
Wow.
somebody sound bitter.
Not a friend.
Yeah, how you gonna ask for something after you talk to me like that? Yeah.
Your friend.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, right?
I hope all your meat's full.
Like, I hope all your milk rotten.
Now it makes sense why she would title the book that.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. After reading that email.
I'm sure like her mom probably wanted to be in the business
of
and
course.
Her that's pop off.
Yeah.
Kind of jealous
now
of the daughter and everything.
Now you call her.
It does not matter though. She still is supposed to obey her mother. The Bible says that.
No, the Bible says also parents do not provoke your children. Y'all love leaving that part of the Bible out.
Which
that's
scripture
in the first
that
testimony
said, baby,
too. That's in Ephesians.
Ephesians.
So that's actually the second testimony. The second testament.
The second testimony?
The second testament.
Yeah. Oh, is that the King James
Version? It's that NIV,
that's
New International
Version. That's the King Devontae, Woman King Version.
Yeah.
Okay, so Gary, let me ask you this. Huh? What would you do if your mama called you a floozy? Would you send her a friend? A floozy?
Yes, honey. I would rather my mama call me a floozy, honey, than a whore.
It's the same thing. It's
ain't that
synonym.
The same thing?
I know that, but you see, my friends don't know what floozy means. They know what whore is. So.
All right, y'all. We all know Sarah Michelle Gellar as Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but you guys better watch out because she's ready to slay a radio host.
Oh,
no. Who? Sarah's husband, Freddie Prinze Jr., went on the Howard Stern Show before they got married, and Howard bet Freddie $1 million that they wouldn't be together in 10 years.
Mm, wow.
Well, guys, they just celebrated 20 years of marriage. Sarah went and called Howard out saying, at Stern Show, I think you owe us. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think? Their marriage lasted 20 years. Shouldn't that be satisfaction enough? Or does Sarah Michelle Gellar need to get this money?
He owed them 10 years ago.
Yeah. And now that they have 20 years, he owes them $2 million.
Okay.
$1 million each 10
with
years.
Interest.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deal's a deal, right?
A deal's a deal.
Yeah, but they didn't write it down.
Oh,
but
they got to record
a verbal deal. That is a verbal agreement by the law in the state of the United States.
Okay. In the state of the Second Testament.
In the Second Testament, that means that you can bring that up in court.
But, Judge, I'm sorry, honey. I don't remember.
I want your Bible.
Send me a copy of that Bible.
JoJo Byron is going to represent them
right.
in court.
Yes, that's what that Bible made by JoJo Byron.
JoJo
Byron. I'm happy for him. It's good to have. I'd like to see a marriage last in Hollywood.
20 years in Hollywood? That's like 100 years.
Gary, what's your longest relationship?
Oh, probably about
30 minutes.
Well, y'all, up next, some of my fabulous, colorful friends are making a comeback. We'll tell you who they are after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
We're back.
Hello.
And honey, baby, the Teletubbies are making a comeback.
Oh, boy.
Yes. So fans can catch, honey, Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lala, and Poe, honey, on Netflix this fall. And guess what?
What?
The show will be narrated by Titus Burgess.
Oh, wow.
Yes, honey.
I know all the 90s babies are so happy because we grew up on Teletubbies.
Really?
Yeah, honey.
I wasn't a Teletubby.
You weren't born to 2000?
No.
Well, y'all, guess what, honey? Now, everyone, this is just so touching, y'all, because everyone, honey, Titus, honey, is the one that was on my team, y'all. Mm-hmm. And the narration should be a kiki.
What do you mean on your team?
Well, I mean, Brad, he was he was very friendly.
Oh.
He was happy.
He had a big personality.
He had a big personality. He was gay, damn it. Jesus, had to go through all that. He was purple.
Exactly. But also in Teletubbies, they used to have the baby who was doing the thing, but now they've got a different baby. Gary, I feel like you would have been a good son.
Oh, bitch, I will be up there glistening. Yes, honey, baby.
Right
like a diamond.
Right like a sun.
Yes, honey.
Just write it down.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.